Good evening, and welcome to Adventure Radio Theater. Tonight we bring you Chapter 2 in our story of mystery and romance in the exotic land of Texas in the 1940s. As you recall last time, our two hapless adventurers, Sam Donovan and Horace Fletcher, were run out of town while selling wood chopping contraptions. They hopped on a bus that was headed for Mexico, but were kicked off the bus in the middle of the desert. Then, after taking shelter from a sandstorm, the two awoke to find what appeared to be a treasure map leading to a nearby location. Before they could get far, they were picked up in a wagon by Minerva and her father, Dusty. So without further ado, we now continue with Adventure Radio Theater's production of Gold Dust.
All right, boys, this is as far as you go with me.
She must be talking to you.
Ouch, I didn't even get to kiss her.
Let the master handle this, Grandpa. Look, sister.
Out.
We're getting out here, so don't try to keep us from getting. Sam, that is the single biggest shotgun I have ever seen pointed at me.
Smooth. Say, Junior, you notice anything funny about this town? Not funny, ha-ha, funny, strange.
There's a difference?
Horses, wagons, cowboy hats. No cars, no streetlights. Nothing modern or progressive.
Well, this is Texas.
Oh, aside from that, this street isn't even paved. It's weird.
Compare it to your date with the Wheeler twins in Denver.
Weirder.
Yeah!
Let's see what's doing in that saloon there. Maybe we can get some information.
Yeah, like where the gold is.
Use some less obvious tactics, Junior.
How's the IRS going to tax us? We got no money yet.
Let's go talk to the barkeep. She probably knows a thing or two.
Howdy, fellas. What do you have?
Oh, a little information's all right now, barkeep. How's a guy get a room around these parts?
Room's $1.25 a night, pay in advance. No smoking, no shooting, no pets.
Why is she staring at me like that?
It's okay, he's housebroken. And where could we find some, well, new clothes?
There's Mr. Hugo's across the street. Tell him Shotglass sent you and he'll fix you up. I don't know about your friend here. He looks kind of oafish for most of the clothes they sell.
Mom said I'm big for my size.
Not from around here, are you?
That hot little number with the old man dropped us off. We're looking for the hidden gold. I guess you might call us a couple of old prosecutors.
That'd be prospectors.
I don't put things off. I'm just a little slow.
We ain't looking for no gold, man. We're just passing through, going to Mexico on vacation.
Yeah, and first we're going to find that... Ow! Did you just stamp on my foot?
Like I said, we're just passing through.
Good. Because if he's looking for gold, you're in the wrong place. San Francisco be what you want. Or maybe the Yukon. And if you know what's good for you both, y'all keep away from Miss Minerva. She's Bart Tanner's girl.
Bart Tanner? What kind of stupid name is that? Sounds like a short, bald guy with hairy arms and a pug nose. Oh, you'd be Bart Tanner with my luck. Not quite a pug nose. I'd say more of a pit bully kind of thing going.
How do, Bart? These two's just passing through. They don't...
Now, how come there ain't no music and laughing? Somebody say to stop? You, piano player, did I tell you to stop?
Not at all, Bart. Just taking a little break's all.
Well, stop taking a break. Play. You there. Laugh. And you two, play cards. You, slap his face. The rest of y'all keep doing what you're doing. Shotglass, set me up. It's my last day as a bachelor. I'm a-fixin' to ask Minerva to marry me tomorrow.
You don't say, Bart.
Well, maybe you didn't hear me, you dumb okey. I just did say.
I heard you, Bart. That's great. You regular, Bart?
Yes, ma'am.
Sam, is she filling a beer mug with whiskey?
Who these city slickers, Shotglass? They never see a real drink before? They need some milk or something?
They ain't nobody, Bart. Fact is, they just leaving.
Well, no, we were just asking about the...
Yep, that's right, leaving.
Darn city slickers. Not a spine in a whole lot of them. Where's my whiskey?
Coming at you, Bart.
Look, Junior, the piano player's waving us over.
You boys really just passing through?
You talking to us?
Well, I'm talking to you. Does your friend understand English?
I get by.
No money? Need a place to pass the night?
As fortune would have it, we are temporarily low on funds.
Go out the back. You can sack out in the shed next to the livery stable across the alley. But y'all better clear out come sunup. Bart don't care much for strangers.
Gee, thanks, sister. Thank you.
Don't mention it. They call me Sticks. I'll try to bring something out to eat later.
Oh, I can't eat till Monday. He gets weekends.
You sure he's okay?
I don't mind Horace. He got kicked in the head as a boy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cal?
Mom.
Y'all best get now before Bart starts in.
Thanks again. I'm Sam. This is Horace. We'll see you later. Well, here's that shed Sticks mentioned. Might as well grab some shut-eye and regroup in the morning.
And so our heroes bed down, a bit uncomfortably, in the shed behind the saloon in Little Dorado. A rooster crow wakes them up in the morning, and they rub their eyes and look around.
We're still here, Horace. It wasn't just a dream after all. Did we go back in time or something?
Oh, lay off with the time thing already, will you, Sam? Even I'm not dumb enough to fall for that. You said yourself that this was a tourist trap. This is all just for show. It's play acting. Highly accurate play acting.
Watch where you're walking, boy. You just stepped in some accuracy.
Ah, shoot. That must have been some dog.
The look of those hoof prints, it was big enough to ride.
Hey, look, there's that cute little taxi driver that's crazy about me. Let's go ask her about the hidden treasure.
Good day, Minerva. Can we help you with that?
Howdy, boys. Sticking around a while? No, thanks. I don't know about back east, but we Texas women can handle ourselves.
Nonsense, sister. Just our way of saying thank ye for the ride yesterday.
Well, thank you kindly. Here, take this.
Gah! Heavy!
Get up off the ground, boy. Stop quivering your lip and quit playing around.
What do you have in here? Big, huge blocks of lead?
Just cornmeal. I don't get into town but once a month, so I gotta buy bulk.
Oh, give me the bag of bulk. You can take this cornmeal. I prefer to carry it when it's shaped like muffins.
To answer your question, yes, ma'am, we decided to stick around a while. Thought we'd see about that legend, anyway.
And what legend would that be?
Why, that old legend about the lost treasure from the City of Gold, of course. They say there's a fortune hidden somewhere hereabouts. We even found this map.
That old story? Well, that's just a silly fib cooked up to keep folks coming to Little Dorado for the trade. A lot of so-called maps floating around. They don't go nowhere but dry creek beds and hollow trees. Used to be real gold here, a little in the hills, but no more. Truth is, this town's on its way out. If you both had any real sense, you'd be doing likewise.
Just a silly story, huh? Well, then, I guess you can't blame us for trying.
There. Whew. Only one sack?
Nope. 8 more just like it right there next to the wagon. Thanks.
Can't you just take it easy on the baking by any chance? I think I detached my spleen on the first one.
Either help or don't, boy. No one wants to hear your medical history. Say, Minerva, are there any games of chance in this town?
Gambling? Sure. Over to the Dirty Glass. That's the saloon we dropped you off at last night. If Bard ain't playing, you'll get a fair game if you can handle that.
I think we can deal with that. Thanks again, ma'am.
Minerva, I ain't old enough to be called ma'am. You're Sam, right?
That I am. Sam Donovan.
Well, Sam Donovan, after you win big, get yourself some new duds. You two stick out like coyotes in a hen house in those.
Yes, I guess these do rather not fit the scenery. So, after I change, how about you and me go,
Let me give you a hand there, Horace.
You're welcome.
Maybe some other time, Sam. Thanks. I'll be seeing you, I guess.
Sorry, I passed out for a minute from working in the heat. What'd I miss?
Come on, Junior. Let's go make some money.
You found a press?
Honest money.
Honest money? You always told me honest money equals hard work.
And yet, here we are.
Sam and Horace head back to the Dirty Glass and find a few card tables with lively games going. They spot a table with a few empty chairs.
Over there. Looks like a good game going. Excuse me. There room for one more?
Sure, stranger. Buy-in's $50.
Well, I was hoping...
So was I, but I think we'll let that go for a hand or two. You look like a winner to me.
Thank you kindly, ma'am. I appreciate it. I'll get you after I win.
Unless I get you first.
Hey, can I play?
No!
Ouch, was that all of you?
Yes!
Sorry, boy, but these are big stakes here. This is an old maid or go fish we're playing.
Oh, then it ought to be easy.
Besides, you don't have the buy-in.
Oh, let the guy play. He ain't gonna win nothing.
All right, sit down, son.
See, Sam, I can look like a professional poker player, too. Oh, can I get some of those colored round thingies?
You mean chips?
Now you mentioned I could use something to eat.
Okay. Sure, honey. Here's a few you can play with.
Game's five-card draw. Aces wild. Minimum $1 bet. Starts with you, handsome.
Did you just wink at me? Well, first time for everything, I guess. Let's see. You said aces are wild?
That's right, sugar.
Gin.
Gonna be a long game.
It usually is.
Meanwhile, out in the street of Little Dorado, Bart catches up to Minerva sitting in her wagon in front of the barbershop.
Morning, Minerva, my sweet.
Good morning, Bart. What do you want?
Why, that ain't no way to talk to your financier.
You ain't my fiancé, Bart.
Well, now one word from you would change all that now, wouldn't it?
I'm thinking of one word. It's got two letters. You can stop counting on your fingers. It's no.
Oh, come off it, Minerva. What's the matter with me for a husband? Why, I think you're as pretty as a wagon full of fresh-killed rabbits.
How elegant. I don't suppose you're thinking my daddy has gold hidden somewhere around here has anything to do with your attraction to me, does it?
Gold? No. Does he? 'Cause... it don't matter, even if he did, but...
Well, I don't.
Shave looks good, Pop. You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm done. And you can drag your worthless side out of here too, Tanner. Or are you going to follow us all over creation until you drop in the desert like your daddy did?
Well, you crazy old coyote. My pappy should have put a hole in you 30 years ago. Or maybe I ought to do it right now.
Oh, too bad, Bart. I was just about to say yes to your lovely offer. But now that you've threatened our lives...
Dad, bang it! You will be mine one day, Minerva Gonzalez.
Don't walk away mad, Bart. Just walk away. Let's go, Pop. I got some flowers. She'll like these.
Who like those?
Ma, we were going to put these on her grave, remember? Oh, you gone again, Pop? It's okay. I'll tell her you was thinking about her today, okay?
We going for a ride?
Little do Minerva and Dusty know, they have shadows following them. Bart's henchmen, who exchange a serious glance, then ride after the wagon. Meanwhile, back at the Dirty Glass Saloon...
Now, how in blue blazes has he got a huge stack of chips and the rest of us got but one or two left between us? He's been cheating or something? I've never seen anyone that thick in the head win so much.
That's the sad part. I was cheating. He doesn't know how.
You were cheating? I was cheating too.
Me too.
Woo! What a fun game! Less stress and solitaire, and you get paid, too. I love the cards with just the A on them. Not as much counting needed.
Well, glad you're lucky at cards, dude. Because you are dumb as a cactus outhouse.
Well, thank you kindly, lady. Oh, here's that buy-in you floated me. Much obliged. And I guess I'll have to cover Sam, too, seeing as he's a big loser today. Yes, sirree, Bob. I may even get the woman this time, too.
Not likely.
Or not. That seemed oddly rehearsed. Just a thought. Come on, Sam, let's go hit the downtown area and do some shopping. Here.
Wait a minute, did you just hand me $1?
No, I want you to have it, Sam. I know you'd do the same for me.
You're probably right there, boy, but who's gonna keep all the rest of that? Who's gonna invest it? Who's gonna...
Not get another dime? You, that's who. It's about time old Horace Fletcher had control of the bankroll.
Don't be foolish, boy. You'll spend it all on nothing. You'll be broke in 2 days.
Not a chance, Sam. You've been pulling that old line on me for years, keeping me from saving any money at all. Well, this time I'll have money to spare long after I buy a ticket to No Sam Land. Hold up. Is that a guy selling a pony over there? Oh boy, a pony. Think he'll give us a ride? A ride? What am I saying? I could buy the whole pony. What have I got here? 5, 10, 21, 15, 11. Ah, nuts. Just take it.
Just set it all in my hand right there, boy. You're doing the right thing. Here's Mr. Hugo's. Let's go get some respectable duds.
Good day, gentlemen. My name is Winfield. May I help you?
Yes, my good man, you may. My associate and I lost our luggage on the stagecoach and find ourselves in need of some attire more in keeping with this particular region's fashion and functionality.
I see. What are you, 35 regular, 32 trousers, 9.5 shoe? I think we can help you.
I just want to look like I came from here.
Yes, I'll see if we have some old flour sacks with mud on them.
Thank you, Winfield.
All right, this shirt, these trousers, a nice vest, suspenders. And there we have it. Just take a look at yourselves in this looking glass. I think you will be pleased.
Not bad, not bad at all. I love the cut of this jacket, and the matching vest is a nice touch, Winfield. Thank you very much. Just have the rest of my things wrapped and sent over to the dirty glass, would you? Here's something for your trouble.
$10? You are too generous, sir, and thank you, sir.
That was for me, too. Send my things along as well. Do these chaps in bolo tie make me look stupid?
No, sir, it isn't the chaps nor the bolo tie.
Well, then, send over 3 more just like it.
Well, Junior, let's go get a room, then plan out our next endeavor. You know, I could get used to this.
Me too. I could get real used to this. Of course, some things take more getting used to than others.
Make sure you wipe your feet before we get the room. Better make sure you wipe your whole leg.
Wow, these spurs really hang on to it, don't they?
Okay, barkeep, here's for a room for each of us for 2 nights and a little something for the broken bathroom door.
What broken bathroom door?
It's early yet, trust me.
Anna, show this gentleman and his friend to their rooms. Then run over to the carpenter and have him get a new bathroom door ready.
Walk this way, please.
If I could walk that way, I'd have a lot more friends.
In the pen, maybe.
Your rooms are 14 and 13.
13 must be yours.
There's clean towels and wash basins in the rooms. The bathroom is at the end of the hall. If you need anything else, I'm downstairs. Dinner's at 6.
Thank you, miss.
Yeah, thanks. And here, paper money. Get yourself something nice.
Oh, sir, this is too much. I couldn't.
Oh, it is? Here, give me that back. And take these. Get yourself something cheap.
Really?
Judging by that look she just gave you, Horace, I wouldn't eat anything she serves you.
Oh, howdy, boys. You're back?
Afternoon sticks, yes. We just got a room. Figured we'd hang around a few days.
Yeah, and we thought we'd try to...
I'll tell you boys something, because I like y'all. If you're sticking around to look for that treasure, I heard you babbling about it yesterday at the bar, you'll be wasting your time and making no friend of Bart.
Well, then maybe we could...
And y'all don't want to try anything with Miss Minerva, because y'all waste your time and you'll make no friend of Bart. And don't eat that Monday special.
Or we'll waste our time and make no friend of Bart?
No, it's just usually awful.
Well, that answers our questions. Thanks, Styx. Guess we'll just enjoy a little vacation.
Don't mention it. Hope you enjoy our town. Say, what's with your friend? Looks like he forgot to use the bathroom or something.
Bathroom? Ah, jeez.
Junior, don't forget to use the door. Entirely my fault. I neglected to remind him.
On the outskirts of Little Dorado, at their small ranch, Minerva and Dusty are settling down for dinner in their modest cabin. Minerva seems excited about something.
Dinner's ready, Pop.
Why are you so giddy, girl? Take it easy with those plates. Your mom got them in Dallas.
Sorry, Pop. I just cannot believe we found it today. We finally found it.
Found what?
The treasure, Papa. The gold you hid almost 30 years ago.
I did that? Where'd I get treasure?
You used to tell me when I was little that you got it in South America. And oh, Papa, we'll load it all in a wagon and we'll head on out of this little town. We'll have enough for you to live out your years comfortably, not breaking your back here just to get by, worrying every day that somebody will find it and steal it. It'll be just like it was when you were younger.
Oh, yeah. When I was young, we had so much, your mother and I. Whatever happened?
Not what, Pop. Who? Old man Tanner and his boys. That's who happened.
Open up, little filly. This is your betrothed come a-calling.
Don't he ever give it a rest. What in tarnation is it this time? Easy with that scattergun, Pop. Set it under the table. Let's find out how much he knows.
Well, now, looky here. I'm just in time for dinner with the in-laws.
What do you want, Bart?
I come to ask you to marry me one last time, Minerva. Then, with your pappy's gold, we'll run this town and buy a few more.
My gold? I ain't got no...
Shut up, you crazy old bandicoot. For years you stuffed our ears with your stories. Now you're just faking losing your dad's blame mind just so you don't...
That's enough, Tanner. You leave that poor man alone and get out right now. You know he ain't been the same since Ma died.
Shut your yap, woman.
Balling up your fists at me, eh, Bart? How gentlemanly. You want to fight, I'll be happy to oblige.
I'll have his gold and his daughter. Or my name isn't Bart Tanner.
I thought that might get your attention, Tanner. Now the first barrel went through the roof. Next one will go through you. You ever touch my daughter again, now get...
I ain't scared of you, old man. And for the record, my britches was wet when I got here.
Leave, Bart.
I'm an old man. My trigger finger ain't as steady as it used to be. She said get.
So it's like this, is it? Well, then, oh, before I go, I seen y'all out to Rattler Creek today. You marry me and we'll share it. Don't, and when I find it, I'll burn this town to the ground and build a new city on your graves.
This ain't good, Pop. He's close.
Who is?
Bart. He's gonna find it. We need to act soon.
Bart? Was he? What do you want?
As Minerva comforts her father, we head back to town, where Sam and Horace just finished their dinner and head back to their rooms.
I'll tell you what, Horace, the food here will stick to your ribs, that's for sure. Imagine all that food for $2.
What a classy joint, too. They didn't even roll their eyes at me when I asked for a bib and a glass of milk.
Customer service, son. Customer service, that's what. Aren't those old Bart Tanner's hoods over there by the livery?
Yeah, it looks like. Been seeing them around the saloon a lot lately. Maybe we better give them a wide berth, huh?
What I don't get is, what's a nice girl like Minerva doing marrying a boor like Bart Tanner? What's he got that I haven't got?
Like a Colt 45 and 50 pounds of angry in a 25-pound bag?
Well, whatever it is, I don't like it. You notice they never seem to break character?
What you looking at, dude?
Well, you sure broke that character's nose. What's your point, Sam?
Look, found it behind a crate in that old shed last night. Look at the date.
1881. So, I got old newspapers in my underwear drawer back in Piney Falls.
It's not even yellow.
My underwear?
The paper. This is like new, only a month or so old. But these stories are real events from history books. Garfield elected president. They just started building the Panama Canal. I'm telling you, this could be a great fit.
My underwear.
No, forget about your underwear for a minute. This town, the horses, the clothes, this paper. I'm telling you, Horace, we've gone back in time.
Is Sam right? Have they really gone back in time? Do Minerva and Dusty actually have a hidden treasure? What evil scheme has Bart got planned? The answers to these questions and more in the next chapter of Gold Dust. Gold Dust is proud to feature the following fine actors: Heath Allen as Sam, Brian Villalobos as Horace, Annette Rockwell as Minerva, Ken Bradley as Bart, Mark Hayes as Dusty, Chopo Man and Utility Player, Amy Masterson as Shotglass, Kelly Dielen is Styx, Denise Garza is Billy, Ticket Customer and Utility Player, Jessica Fleming is Anna, Poker Woman and Utility Player, Cindy Salerno is Chopo Woman, Poker Woman and Utility Player, Greg Dorchak is Hank, Winfield, Santos, and Utility Player. Vic P. Beakey is Bordo, Poker Man, The Driver, and Utility Player. Monique Velasquez is Customer, Ticket Agent, and Utility Player. And yours truly, Michael Salerno, is Poker Man, Conrad, and your narrator. Sound design and post-production editing by Kel Bartlett. The original score written and performed by Doug Largent. Gold Dust was written and directed by Greg Dorchak. Gold Dust is produced in Austin, Texas, and Hillsboro, North Carolina. Gold Dust is a production of Class Clown Pictures and BeeryMedia.com and is dedicated to our parents and grandparents who introduced us to the theater of the mind, classic radio, when we were very young. Thank you and good night.